Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 9:08 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Just before the news, we heard from our empathy king, Mr. K. Goodness Kavi, the founder of Mindful Matters, and our resident mental health activist for men. That, if you missed it, that conversation will be up on the website in the next 10 minutes or so. And if you're just joining us, you also missed a conversation that we had with Osilidia Mutenia, the PRO of City of Windhoek, just explaining, and she was just in studio explaining the situation with the potholes, the progress the city is making in terms of fixing the roads, etc., etc. If you missed that conversation as well, it's going to be up on the website in the next 10 to 15 minutes as well. But notwithstanding that, something else that we've been telling you about is the Business Summit, and it's a baby that we have decided from day one to be to nurture as Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've been partners with the Business Summit for some time now, and we're looking forward to this year's edition. Now, in studio with me is the operations gentleman, the gentleman that runs around and makes sure that everything pulls in one direction, Mr. Johnson Nyifitikeko. There we go. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Johnson Nyifitikeko.
That's correct. You did it.
That's why they pay me the big money, man, on the mic, man.
Oh, wow, NSK, you hit it.
How you doing, Johnson?
All right, thank you, NSK. How are you, man?
I'm good. Right. You know, looking forward to the Business Summit.
Yes, you
are. And we've been hinting at it on air, but it's good to hear from the guys behind the scenes.
Yes.
Johnson,
yes,
what is the Business Summit about, and what's the focus this year? Because, I mean, you won't find that one person that will hear it for the first time today.
All right, thank you for the opportunity. NSK, the Business Summit is basically a platform for entrepreneurs, business leaders, corporates to connect and learn and grow as well.
Yeah.
Basically, this year, we're focusing on working together to create lasting impact. And through partnerships and innovation, also share ideas and real stories where people can really relate to and gel. Yeah, we just want to create that environment for Namibians to really learn and grow fruitfully. Yeah,
and also, I mean, an opportunity to network and see some of these big wigs and just, you know, rub shoulders with them, isn't
it? That's true.
Gordie Ferguson.
Yes.
Right? Oh, man, what an incredible personality and just what an incredible soul.
Amazing.
Why was she chosen and what can people expect from her?
All right. Connie is more than just a celebrity. She's a business, strong businesswoman. And her story is about pushing through challenges, building a brand, staying true to herself.
Yeah.
People can also expect to be inspired and walk away with real lessons on leadership and business growth. That's what you could expect from Connie. Also, there is that heartfelt connection that most or some Namibians will have because of growing up watching her on television and so forth with the soapies of generation. So people will really have the opportunity to connect with her on that platform. Yeah.
And now recently Kings of Joburg as well, the second or third season.
It's the third season.
Now, what can people expect from the panel discussions and breakaway sessions? That will still happen this year, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so talk to us about that.
All right. The panel of discussion will cover key business topics. For example, funding, growth. It will also teach us on how to adapt in today's world, business world. The summit and the breakaway sessions will allow people to dive deeper into specific topics and also ask questions in smaller and focused groups so that you can get the nitty-gritties. People who are in the same industries can also get tips on how to prosper in those areas.
So this is actually... This is actually... quite worth it if you're saying it's going to be, especially in the smaller groups, it's not necessarily like the big hall, a situation where you don't necessarily connect with the next person.
That's true.
I think that is brilliant from the team, guys.
That's true.
How will the SME exhibitions work with the summit? Is that closed? Is that open? Will there even be SME exhibitions?
Yes, there will be SME exhibitions. Currently, it's sold out.
Unfortunately,
yes. So we've got 20 local SMEs showcasing their products. This ranges from different things like products, clothing even. So they're running alongside the summit, and we've set aside a full hour for attendees to explore and to network and also support them. It is also well timed to flow smoothly through that program where people now can also think about it. So when you first enter the summit, you will see them on the sides. You will have time to see what they're selling, and yeah. then during the summit you can think about what you'd like there, and then at the end you can buy something if you'd like as well.
That
and
is
also
incredible,
connect with them, so they will also be part of those breakaway sessions where you can ask them, I'm also having a clothing business, for example, how did you deal with this challenge and so forth. So we've created that platform for
yeah.
them. Yes,
yeah. Now that you mentioned clothing, man, that barcode issue in this country is a headache for some of us as SMEs, but that's another conversation like that. Let's save it for the business summit. Exactly. What role do the City of Windhoek and FNB play in the summit this year?
All right, so we brought them on board. These are actually key partners. The City of Windhoek will open the event. They will speak on their support for local businesses, which is aligned with their model from their business model,
yeah.
and FNB will also share their backing, why they're backing and how they're backing entrepreneurs. Their involvement also shows the power of public-private partnerships.
Yes.
So they have those initiatives in their scopes to be able to help the local businesses.
Well, I mean, look, it's quite a number of exciting things. You know, Sikoni is coming, the breakaway sessions, the SMEs that will be showcasing their work. Apart from what you've mentioned, is there a little rabbit out of the bag that you need to pull? What else is exciting here about this year's event?
Okay. I'm excited to see everything come together. So basically, my role in operations is basically to make sure the event takes place. So the energy in the room, the stories being shared, the value people will take home. It's going to be a powerful day for everyone in business. So we are really looking forward to it. And it is exciting to bring all these stakeholders in one room and really share the story. So it's going to be really impactful.
All right.
Yeah.
In terms of just if I may add on, just the post-mortem, just after the event, is there going to be some sort of a collection of some of the achievements that you will share on social media? Perhaps maybe there was a deal or two that was struck in between some of the attendees, or maybe with the panelists and so on.
Yeah. So we are also inviting young innovative entrepreneurs.
There we go.
We still have tickets for the general, which are going for $390.
Okay.
So you can definitely buy a ticket, and then what we are boosting is that you come with an idea, we can find a way to share it through the summit, and if you, for example, someone came to us, he needed funding. He's a dancer. He's a professional dancer. He's going for competition in South Africa.
Okay.
So we will also help him network his business there so that he can also get some sponsorship. So we will be sharing some of the stories and how people were impacted by the summit.
Yeah.
We'll definitely document
those. That's beautiful. That's because we need to see that aftermath. Need to see that aftermath. Yeah. Johnson, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. I need to add on that there is a certain someone, T-Dog, that said I must give you a shout out. T-Dog, aka Shopala, said I must give you a shout out.
Well received. Thank you. Well received.
That's what I'm talking about. It's 9:17. That's your time. Get your tickets right now. You cannot be a businessman, a businesswoman, or running a corporation or even a small business, and then you are not at the business summit. Then you're not serious about business. Come on, get to it right now. Get your tickets, and we'll keep on talking about this throughout the week. 9:17, we've got Kendrick Lamar lined up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.